proper belief system. And therefore, he told us to follow the Torah and not mishpatim. Shall pisechel ha'anushi, based upon human logic. Only B'nai Noah are supposed to follow their logic, but Jews are supposed to follow the Torah. If you follow logic, it's a netiya me'emunasenu, Hashem Yisbarach, kol d'racha mishpat. Wow. If you decide to take a different system of law, you are denying the fundamental principles that Hashem called d'racha mishpat. Where's that pasuk come from? It's called d'racha mishpat. Parshas Hazina. We read it at Yom Kippur. And then he quotes, v'tochez v'mishpat yado. Where'd that familiar from? No? It should be familiar to you from the davening of Rosh Hashanah Kippur. B'tochez b'mishpat yodo. A'ochez. Can you finish the sentence, please? A'ochez. This is one of the mistakes that I think it was Dr. Berger told me about. In many of the Siddurim, Machzorim, it says, this is the famous piyut of the Chom Aminim. The Chom Aminim is so important that the Rav once told us that even though in some of the shuls they didn't say any piyutim at all, they said the Chom Aminim. And the reason was that the Chom Aminim is the sub for the Hamelech HaMishpat change in the Aseret HaRitshuv. We usually say Melech Oyev Sav Mishpat. Aseret HaRitshuv, we say Hamelech HaMishpat. We don't say the whole bracha in on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur themselves. All right, so how do you stick it in? So on Shabbos is stuck. Okay, we don't know anything about Shabbos. Okay, we say this whole period, which is all about Mishpat. But the Mavzorim print, Ha'ocheis Biyad Midas Mishpat, with a smicha, that's wrong. Ha'ocheis Biyad Midas Mishpat. So since once the Dr. Berger corrected me, so I say it right. My mouth is marked up. So that's what this reminds me. Ha'ocheis B'Mishpat Yodo. That was also found from in Parshas Hazinu. Therefore, if a person doesn't believe in the words of the Torah, he shouldn't count it for a minion, because Abizrael Davod Azara, can you imagine that? And Achi has a tshuva, Yotzame Hadas, mind boggling. And therefore, the reason is the question that came, how is it possible? True, the guy made a mistake and went to secular court, but now he wants to go back to a Jewish court. Too late. I have other fellows holding on to the money illegally. No, it's not. Because the rule is, if it's a Jew and a Goy coming to a Beis Din, so we say that if the Jew has a right to the money based upon Torah, we give him that right. If he has a right based upon B'nai Noach, we give him that right. And over here, since he doesn't count to a minion, so he's treated, believe it or not, he's treated like a B'nai Noach in that respect. So therefore, the fact that the other fellow, the Nitva, won in secular court, it's not an ill-gotten gain. He won in secular court, he's entitled to that victory, because the other fellow is being treated like a Ben Noach. What an amazing shot. Over here, in the Sefer, Kesef HaKadosh. Wow. 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 And therefore, but there's a very interesting difference. What happens if you took shochat, if the non-Jewish court took shochat, says the tumim correctly, doesn't count. In other words, it's true that a proper judge of the non-Jewish world, would the judgment would stand, not if he takes a bribe. Yeah?
On the note you made earlier, what's the difference between yad and
yad? Yad is what we call smichus, it's a construct form, the hand of, right? But that's not true. That's not what the word means. Ocheiz biyad. God holds kaviyachol in his hand. What is he holding in his hand? He's holding the midas mishpat. Not that it's a hand of midas mishpat. That's what apparently the machzor have a rule. I don't remember anymore. Yes.
So according to this Kesef Kalashim, that mean that if this guy eventually does tshuva, he can then take it back to Israel.
Well, the question was going to be, not necessarily, because once the decision was a correct decision in Bishaito, it's correct decision that stands. Could be. That's what he said. I'm just reading what he says in the Sefer Kesef HaKadosh, which I hope you all have them either in front of you, or on your computers, or somewhere or other. Then he throws in something amazing. Listen carefully. Right like this. He says, even if a mumar Yisrael Fishachat Yisraelu, he koma koma legabe mishpa, havelek and nachri mamish, Lodon the Yehudi Kinegdo Bain Kifiz Husafi Mishbliya Torah Bain Kifiz Husafi Akal Shagoyin Ubukhinas, who knows where this passage comes from? Kain Mishpatecha Ata Choratzta. Kain Mishpatecha Ata Choratzta.
Choratzta
or Choratzta? Stand correct. Achav. It's a Melachim. See, I have an old Shulchan Aruch here. The one that I have, which has the fancy one, the Choni Rishalayim, I give the Ma'am HaKarmis. That's our Master Bokhi Tanach. If I'm not mistaken, it's Melachim Aleph. I think it's Perek Mem Pasuk Chav. That's my recollection. Huh? Pechot Pasuk Mem. Okay. Sorry, I got it backwards. Pechav Pasuk Mem, where he says, it's a whole long story. He asks you, what's the law in such a case? He says, oh, you decide the rule for yourself. That's the Pasuk he quotes. That's what he says. Amazing. Fine. This concludes for the moment my citation of Kesef HaKadoshim in Sif Aleph. I told you to see it both on Sif Aleph and on Sif Beis. Let's go a little bit further. Sif Beis, you saw in Shulchan Aruch, you go to the Jewish court, get permission to go to a secular court. But you should not go to secular court without permission from the Beis Din. That's true. Nonetheless, I'm reading through the words again. Mi shiyadu alav, shiyodea me'elav chiyu, shilolasos avlo, was an umdana, shilotol ha'tfiyah l'badatz, hu umdana yudua l'rabim. Everybody knows about this. So therefore, chover ein tzarech hasra. You can go to secular court without first applying for permission from a Jewish court. Quite an amazing statement. Okay, that's quite amazing. I think we'll see soon for more modern poskim. We'll see soon. That's what he says. Amazing kiddush over here. Kesef Kadoshim, Simin Chavov, Sif Beis. Oh. Fine. What'll happen? The Marashan, an important tshuva, it was made a counter with Marashan. Have it on the board? You can get it? I'll put it on. I don't know how to get the board. We're on?
Yeah, right, I think I forgot it.
Okay, I get it. Seems to say, it's a bidus chasidus to ask Bezin anyway. But then, I told him I'm following the Sefer, still up to the Sefer, Rabbi Osai. For the rest of today, for sure. See there, I did. Which again, you can look up, try to go in order of the Sefer. On page Tuf Sambaches, he says that what will happen if the I'm reading this Sefer, Seder Hadin. I told you, we saw it yesterday. Chapter Tetzvah, which is called Pnei La'arkos. It's an entire chapter on this very point. Okay? So he writes over here as follows. Chiyuv Boro, Gam L'das HaNitva. No dispute. Everybody needs all the money. I can't pay you now. Some say you can take the sake of the court because he admitted that he owes you the money. He admitted he owes you the money. Once he admits he owes you the money, so you can take him. Midas Chasidus, if you'd like to go to Bezin first. But strictly speaking, it's not even necessary. He points out Aliyah the reason for this. I'm reading you the words. He writes like this. This is the subject of the author. Yesh chov borer, el shetoein hachayav ein li l'shalem. Ein li l'shalem. What does that mean? Once you admit that you owe the money, lo gora hoda also ipsak shel bezin, then serve shel bezin. Let's chazer again. If bezin passes into your chayav, you don't want to pay, I'm allowed to take the court, the Bezdin ruling, and take it to the second of the court to be enforced. Fine. So he writes over here from one of the Svarim that the guy admits that he owes the money, it's no less than a Psak Bezdin. Psak Bezdin, he makes it, maybe Bezdin's wrong. But you yourself admit that you owe the money, okay. What the following case? You know for sure the money's there. I don't have any money. What'll happen if you walk into a Bezdin? Say, swear you have no money. Olden days anyway. You swear you're potter. But you can try to get a forensic investigation of all of his assets, which I believe can be done in the secular court. Bezin can't do it. Bezin can hire a forensic accountant, but if you come with a court order, you get much better results, correct?
Not always.
But sometimes. Sometimes. Yeah. So I want to get a secular court order to go look for his Swiss bank accounts, offshore accounts, whatever else, you know, whatever Bezin can do with, even with a forensic accountant, a court order can do a lot of. See, it's a suffix. You get what he calls, find out, look, a matmuna of his hidden assets through secular court. And he gives an example. You call him into court to swear or to declare the penalty of perjury, he has no assets. Not everyone will be willing to do that. Because if he gets caught perjury, he's really in trouble. So the mere fact that he's being called into secular court before anything, any forensics, is much more likely to get the truth out of him than what a Bezin says. If he wants to know, Yorei Me'onshim, I want to come and say in front of the secular court that he has no assets on the penalty of perjury. He doesn't have the word swear. He's mesupik to do that. What's what you say?
Who would make a difference if Bezdin and secular court have different principles of
misadim? He said he has nothing. He has no bank accounts. He has no bank accounts, he has no stocks, no bonds, no assets, nothing.
But he has a house.
That's a discussion. Whatever house he has, it doesn't matter. The house is mortgage and no equity. But you suspect that he has plenty of accounts that he has somewhere in the world. Right? Well, that's an interesting question. So you call him in just to make a declaration in front of a secular court, and you think if he really has money, he's going to chicken out. Because if he gets caught on the line and swearing a secular court, he can really be in trouble. So that this author has a suffix, whether that's permissible or not permissible.
Could you do that with
Rishus Bezin? If Bezin gives Rishus, that's fine. But then he quotes the same which I had already yesterday, called the Tshuvas Vahagos. I wanted to show it to you, get inside. The same is by Rabbi Moshe Sternberg Shlita from Harnov, from Shalayim. It's a number of Tshuvas about these binyanim. It's Chelek Gimel. I'll read you some of them. I can't read you all of them. This is the following situation. says, just what you just said before, you can't do it, because if you do it, and the goyish court or the secular court takes away his money, you, who instigated this, are in violation of a pasuk in the Torah. Lo siya lo kenosha. And you have a vatal din, which you mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, Chosh Mishra, Simon Sadi Zayin, of misadrin the Baal Chov. In other words, we have specific laws. If somebody owes money, you don't take the table he's eating on. You don't take the food from the refrigerator. Some things he's allowed to keep. So if you go to the secular court, they may not allow him to keep so much. Now, the secular courts also have their... They may even be more generous what they leave behind than a Jewish court, but you don't know exactly where they're coming from, precisely. That's why he says you're in violation of this din if you go to secular court. And some say no. Some say no. Fascinating. He quotes over here, this is in from Rav Sternberg, and some tough men base. The Malva times he has money, right? He wants to go what's called Saul Apo. That's an Israeli phrase for a secular court. They just take everything away. But no. It's also to go into his house. You can't go in there. So since you're ordering him to go in, so therefore you're in violation. You're in violation. That's what he says. Yisa Torah, lo sovel, beis olavad avoto, doesn't mean his house only, any of his possessions as well. He is fire against it. Fire. This Rav Sternberg. However, in this beautiful sefer, on page Tov Samach Tes, says as follows. He says like this. It's important to understand that yes, this is what Rav Sternberg says in Shulchan Aruch Hagos. Does everybody agree with him? No. Harbe Poskim. Notice he doesn't mention it. I think he's afraid they're going to get into trouble with the Badats. Noctu. Shekeva Shekacha Nohal. What does Nohal mean? That's the way things are normally done in Eretz Yisrael. What's all the poem? Hare Kehisna Sheyucha Ligvoso Ployav Alav Lo Sovel Beso. Mahgam Shehem Misat Nimsorim Liguvaina Lo Lamashkin. He's taken into collection. So as we look at the Ksos Tzadi Zayin Beis, the Chen Mahani Atnai, then you're Misadrin. Misadrin means, by since the Midig in Eretz Yisrael is they invoke this like governmental ability to seize assets, is they made a condition. And they made a condition, the Misadrin is waived in effect. As far as Yisra Kos, it's also Mutter, why? No decision. No, it's a Chol Boru. It's a Chol Boru. Only source it gives you is a sefer called Mishpatech Ali Yaakov, Chelik Bey Simon Vov. You write that down, please? And maybe we'll look it up later again in the library. Rav Tzvi Ben Yaakov, I believe, the rabbi in Tel Aviv, he probably is quoting something which he himself says, or others say as well. Fine. So now, something very, very important. Since we have given out these Beis Yosefs, take a look and see what it says, okay? Rabbi Osei, you haven't have a Beis Yosef? So everybody has, we gave out to everybody. You don't have it on your paper, you have it on the computer. We've got a guest here. Want to give him a Beis Yosef? Beis Yosef here quotes a Tshuvas HaRosh. Can you recall saying? A Tshuvas HaRosh. Tshuvas HaRosh is Yud Ches Dalet, and it's found on page Kuf Pei Ches Beis Yosef. It says a little in the narrow end of the narrow lines. Let's first read it in the tour, and we'll read it in the Beis Yosef. The tour, the end, the bottom of the page, last seven lines. Aval Adoni Ovi Harosh Zal Kosav. Af Al Pi Shekosav Bishtar Lodon Bedinei Ha'umos Ein Bichlal Zeh Shalo Yishomit. What does that mean? What does shamit mean? Talk about topical. What does it mean? No?
Shemitah.
Everyone knows that Sunday is the deadline. Anyone owes you money. If Sunday passes, you do nothing about it, you're going to cancel. That's right, a principle. Right? So the Rosh said, he came to Spain, no one's writing a principle. And they said to him, look, we wrote in the document that we're going to follow the Dinei Umos. Says the Rosh. Ain bechlal zeh shelo yishamit. Ain akavana bezeh ela. Shemu alam. He's a tough guy. Lo tzayez dina. He won't come to Bezdin. Shemu kabal alatzim. Accepts it upon himself. Sheach vichu b'dinei umos. He can force him to go to second lekor. Avalo sheyav al divrei Torah. End quote. Who said so? If you look in the Beis Yosef, he says, B'tshuva klal yudches simen dalet. Kosov came. The holy cow. The Beis Yosef claims that the tour, well, he seems to be quoting the Rush directly, is just making his own extrapolation. Mind-boggling statement. The truth is that it is a quote of the Rush directly, but a different truth. We'll get to it a little bit later. The Beis Yosef seemingly didn't have a barrier line with a search process. So he didn't quote the right truth. The way he's writing it over here, the tour made it up. That's what he says. Beis Yosef didn't talk about Shemitah, the Erev Yoshin, the tour extrapolated. As we shall see, it's not the case. Oh. Now. Now there's a Mordechai. There's a Mordechai in Baba Kam. See if we got this one. Okay, I guess they're wrong. This should be the one. What? This can't be. Sorry for all this. Here we go. Watch this. What's written? It's written right in there. Hashos Yesh Lo Rishus Lodun B'Chol Bezin Sheyirtze Bein B'Dine Yisrael Bein B'Dine Akum. What does it mean? All it means is, are you able to read it? Or should I make it bigger? Make it bigger. Carefully, watch. All it means is the Inish Alamu, the Ein Yochel Lekofa B'Dinei Yisrael, Muto Lechufa B'Dinei Akum. I behold, I'm going to be so correct, I'm a garish, the Fneim, the Lola Fnei Akum. Hainu Hecha She Yochel Achvicho B'Yad Yisrael. Okay, so we assume that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Right? If you write something like this, you take him to Dinei Goyim, it's only if he won't cut the bez. Tzosi, B'Shuvah Shabbeinu Meir, the ain mutu lachvicho b'dei akum. Elam ken yatiru lo bezin a roshi hakohol. Okay. So it's a machlokas 2 days in the Mordechai Babakama Simon Ayadal. This is very point. Can you take him to a secular court without getting reshuts from bezin? First opinion says yes. Second opinion says no. That's what we assume. Some say it's a mistake. Not going into this discussion right now. Fine. At Kan Rav Osai, part one of today's shiur. Now we come back to Rav Shturmbuch in Tshuvas V'Anavos. Okay, Rav Osai, see what he has to say. You know, I could probably get this on online too, right? Tshuvas V'Anavos, I can get you this.
Yeah, it's on
Parallel. Yeah, what's the question? I'm sorry.
Here in the tour, it says that they write it into the shtar that they can go into a goyish court.
Right. The question is, what does that mean? That mean you can do
but
it all?
But in the Mordechai, it doesn't say that you write it. It says post facto.
No, it said. What is that? Masha Kosov Bahashos. It's written in the document. Yeshua Shusan Bechol Bezer Shirz. Where's Shut? Shut. He's the last of all the Shut. Alphabetically, it's the last one, if I recall. Here it is, the last one. Shelly Gimel. Let's take a look, see what Rabbi Sternberg has to say. Oh, look at it. For both sides, can we spend some time reading this together? Shela. Tviat pitzuyim barkos mechevat pituach balut yudi. We don't have this in America. Is there any Jewish insurance company? You have to be a mega to be an insurance company in America. But in Israel, yeah, they're megas. It's a Jewish insurance company. Shalti ben Torah, Shabito Nifza Kosh. His daughter was hurt badly. I think it means in a car accident. Never, those who know, it was a terrible car accident. Oy, you should never know from these things. It's yesterday, which related to our community. So the Torah says, Mishpat Pituyim Mecheres Bituach. She was Baalah Shal Yehudi Schum Gavah Amon. He wants $10 million from the insurance company, which is Jewishly owned. Rav Yeshal Siku Rav Lekal Aschum Baakos. Ili upon the Bezin Shal Yisrael, Lo Yimachai Ben Eschechem Vesei Bituach Veschum Gadolim Kelev Yafsad Hara. Lose a lot of money. He went to Aakos. But he feels a guilty conscience. Oven Gadolim Yod. Says Rav Shtarmbuch, what's Bituach? Shalom Avutach, the insured party, Lo Yigorim Hefsid. So therefore, in Yachbol HaMavutach, O Yazik, Al Cheves HaBituach Tashalim, U Lefatos HaNechbol HaNizik. Everyone understand what this means? Bisman HaZeh, we don't do Chavolus. Now what do you do? They still agree to pay the insurance company. Obviously, I'm paying a premium for that reason. Since it says in Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph, you give a certain pius for an etbal. Now the pius is whatever the courts will give to the injured party. Shadata the hachem shalman and mekalim maybe too. You gotta pay. You gotta get what he wants. Shadata the hachem is chayvu. Tmuras hakesef shem mekalim bidei chodesh bechodesho. I pay. Let's say I have a car. I have to have a liability insurance every single month. They get money from me. Once in a while, never, it costs them. So therefore, there's no problem. Mitzad Yoshev at Tzedek, you have to give whatever they pay. They have to pay what they want. Sure. That's what he says. Nothing wrong. So far, that's what he says. Then he says, Lemaise, Oyvei, Lemaise, how do you go to our coast? Gevald, Mechayev, Megadev, da-da, da-da, da-da. Yeah. But he says, if Menali Achevra will not go to your Bezdin, so then you just write it in your document. Im ein rosen bebezdin. Rav Shtermach says, you know, to be Yotze Zayin, when you take the insured party, and you know he says insurance, you write that in small letters, if they won't go to Bezdin. They're sure not going to go to Bezdin. That's what he says. So ideally, you take everyone to Beis Din, and then give a heter akos. Okay. But he says something amazing. After the secular court decides $10 million, yovo atovim shuv le Beis Din, just come back to Beis Din. V'heim yikvu aschum asofi. The Beis Din will give the final amount that has to be paid. Maybe 9 million, maybe 11 million. Right? They get some add more, a little and subtract more. I'll be Beis Din dafka. I to yikru arko say it, because we're starting with the $10 million that the government court ordered. Well, since this final psak is in our hands, we can be make I don't know, let's see what he's driving at. Whoa. I don't know. Here again.
Why do you suppose that the
What are they gonna do? Mechonis. This apparently was the somebody hit her without a car. Here's a car. Got a lot in insurance. And the Mazik says, hey, you raise my premium. He says, no, that's the nature of this deal. Right? That's the nature of the deal. Why? You drive a car, Hayom with Medina Khan in Israel, Adat or America for the same thing. Adat of the Hachi, Shem Yuzak, O Yazik, Mikhail and Mibituach. If you have an accident, they raise your premium. That's the deal. I think he's right. That's the whole idea of going back to Beis Din after it's over, to me, makes no sense. What's Beis Din going to do? They'll add a little, subtract a little. If you're allowed to go to this court in the first place, because $10 million you can collect for an accident, whatever the government says, I don't see why you go back. I don't think anyone follows this. I don't think so. Unless you know something that I don't know about. I don't know. Fine. Okay. What happens in the following case? I get a summons to come to second the court. I'm the defendant. Do I need permission from Beis Din to go to second the court? That's discussed. I'm just skipping some pages. I want to show you if you want to follow later. Page Tough Iron Hay. This could happen to anybody. I get a summons. So the question becomes, what do I do? You write on top. First thing you should do is to run to Beis Din and ask that Beis Din should summon the plaintiff to remove his complaint from the secular court. Wow. If the person will listen, it'll be great. And not only that, but if there are certain expenses that he already had to incur, the Beis Din may award him those expenses. Since he was a good Jew, he ran straight to Beis Din as soon as he got the first initial summonses. Even though he may have some expenses as a result, he maybe get those expenses back. I'm not sure what he's driving by, only by the expenses. It seems to me that if the defendant decides to go along with the summons of the plaintiff and issues no complaint about that, and goes into the secular court proceedings and spends a year there, and afterwards he loses, and he wants to come back to Beis Din, we wouldn't hear him either. Even though it's not really his fault, he didn't initiate the court proceedings, he should have asked to get out of court and go to Beis Din. The fact that he didn't do that indicates to some extent an acceptance of the secular court's system. That's what I thought. Oh. What happens? Someone hits you. So, of course you can call the police. You can call the secular court. That's for sure. There's not even a question about that. It has to be that way. Quotes over here, Rav Mendel Shafran, the one I quoted yesterday, one of the great Gedolim in Bnei Brak, who's an American, by the way, speaks English. He says, it has to be that way. Why must it be that way? I quote you from Rav Mendel Shafran. Im lo nate limsor, if you're going to say it's not allowed to go to secular court, if someone's stealing your property, harayufkar v'ruchusham shokol shorei Torah, all the possessions of all the from Jews will become hefker. La nosim the ganovim, all kinds of thieves. The yodim, when they know, shenivsa mehem, from Jews prevented, milatovim laminim bedin, to go to the second court. It just can't be. Of course he's going to the second court. It was a disaster.
Okay.
Now let's discuss now a very, very serious issue. It starts with a Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger, this is very, very important. This is a, if you will, a new topic. Now we're starting a new topic. In a sense, it's a new topic. Since everyone has a plain Shulchan Aruch, I hope, I'll just read it to you from Rabbi Akiva Eger. Vega here. Let's see if I can find it. Where's the key Vega? Disappeared. One second. Vega very often doesn't say everything. He just quotes. This is one of those situations. It's Simon Gimel. Vega says as follows. Yeah, but open up your Shulchan Aruch to Simon Gimel. It's on the Ma'amar Kamos at one point or other. It's really more or less mostly a citation. Here it goes. Everyone see? Simon Gimel, the very opening of the Kiveg and Simon Gimel. Rishut Mogen Giborim. That's not a bar line, is it? I don't think so. Kosev Hashem HaRashach. Is that on Barilan? Rashach?
Rashach.
You told me it was. Chelik Bey Simon Reish Chav Tes. Amach Lokas Bein Toveal. Am I looking inside? You have a Shulchan Aruch? Bein Toveal in Nitba. Echad Omer Shiritzon Ol Yizdayim Bedin Torah. Echad Omer Shein Lo Yizdayim Ela Bifnei Socharim. Shekach Hu Aminig Ben Mokom Shenas Ha'esik Adinima. You can go in front of the court, if you will, of the business people, socharim, kevin shibamokom shenasa esek yesh minig lizdayim b'fni derech ha-socharim, not a put it in Torah, minig mevatel halacha.
Woo!
Sounds pretty dangerous to me. And he brought, bring a situmta. Is it Marashach and Tata?
Where's Marashach?
Is Marashach.
Yeah.
Good, let's look at this, let's see inside. Rabosai is a very, very important shul. Even the Mogen Giborim is not apparently on Bar Ilan, but this sefer is Shut Maharshach. This is a critical shul. Maharshach. Did I say Chelik Bein Simon what?
Reish Chav Tes.
Reish Chav Tes, that's what I said. Have a look. Towards the very end. Here's the problem. This is what I saw in the. Where's the Shaila? Where's the Shaila? Could it be that there's the previous one is the Shaila? Is that possible? Look. No. Shalom Akai. Nothing. Okay, let me just erase all these things because I'm going to run out. Back to this one. I told you the fancy Shulchan Aruch quote in Maharshach. I was desperate to find the beginning. It starts the word shul. Where's the shaila? Guess what? Even Bar Ilan has no shaila, just a shul. So I have to make. Can we read this together? Hebrew means kushtu de milsa the kolaposkin kosu hakapreis at the time of perik shnei dayon exeris kusubus kufyud hamoti shtachol val chaveiro kosu bovel magbio mimoz bovel. If the document is written in bovel, says dollars. It means Babylonian dollars. Any Canadians here? If you write dollars in Toronto, Canadian dollars. A dollars in New York, it's American dollars. Let's push it, right? Right there. Okay, fine. Watch this. That only applies in that kind of situation. But if the chov is not clear, and the road sim lechaivo lamo bedin asolcherim sheadunu benen kemenik Venezia, Venice, because that's when the deal was done. Who says it works? Go to Din Torah. You can't go to vent to the Sokharim. But Omar, the Marashach says, Afagav the Lechoro, Yiroch, it seems that way at first glance. No, it's not true. You can go to the Din Sokharim, Venezia. What's the proof? So, Minig Babylonian dollars. Ain lechalik mashechilakti. That what? So there, it's only a matter of the dollars. But now we're discussing, you know, who's going to hear the case and on what basis. Why? Because when it comes to purchases, we always follow minig asochim. How do you know? Bava metzia, haisi tumta, ba'asra de regila de mikni koni. You know what that means? Shaking hands. Who knows what the Sittumt is in the Diamond District? Anybody know? Mazel Bracha. Say Mazel Bracha, that's it, the diamond is sold. I kid you not. If you're a Japanese, you say Mazel Bracha, however you say it, the diamond is sold. That's it. That's Minig HaSochrim. Hey, quotes from Rashi, fine. Then he quotes the Rav HaMagid, Rashi Bava Metzia, in that same daf. Minig mevatel halacha b'chok yotze b'zeh. Here's the famous quotation. Minig mevatel halacha. And it applies, if you want to know where it's found, it's found in the seventh paragraph, I believe, about minig ha-poalim. Do you know that in the Bava Metzia, the seventh paragraph, all the details of how long you have to work? You have to work from sunrise to sunset, and no coffee breaks, and no this, and that. Crazy, there's no one in the world, in our world anyways, working with those rules. Whoever says in the contract, whatever people take, you don't have to take coffee breaks, it's assumed. I both said, watch this. Okay. Okay, and based on the fact that what? That whatever they decide is a Kenyan is really a Kenyan, look what's coming now. Watch. In Kemi Acha, Sheruven, Nosa, Venosa, Nimshim, Vimakam, Shinogu, Shlogi, Starchu. Why not? Why did they go to Din Torah? Look what it says. It's very important. Every detail counts. Shahoya min ha'anim no'os. It would be impossible. Lisa v'liten. Livatul eisek ha'masa matnate. They go to Din Torah every time. The whole market's going to close down. Hayitochen shenomar. Sheyisa v'yiten asmach osa mini. They obviously did business on that basis. Vadova yodua. Shem also esek v'amaros sheivsha sheyeru boso esek ha'yunidona b'din Torah. If he followed in Torah, he niach ma'oso v'alkeran atzvi. Remember that expression? He put the money in the garbage. V'yochal hadlov v'chadi. He's going to eat all the money and smile, run all the way to the bank. He never meant that. Uvli suffek lohaya ruven osa esek. He never would have done it on that basis. It's clear that since they would, the minig was to follow the sochrim, the laws of the Sochrim, the courts of the Sochrim, that was the understanding. I'm broke. Insane. So therefore, that's the day. This is the Shuvas Marashach. What did he say? Certain part in Venice, where in a certain industry, they had their own little, like we have in the diamond industry. If you know how the diamond district works, everything is given over to arbitration by the diamond dealers themselves. There's no business, there's no court, there's no nothing. It's all dealt internally, because otherwise you can't do business. Who knows what's going with these diamonds? And they take care of all the things by themselves. It's going on for decades, right?
Centuries,
okay. 47th Street is not there for centuries. But when I call the diamonds, it means 47th Street. Almost from here to there. And even the Goyim, everyone knows. That's the way things are done over there. So the Marashach said it's okay. There's no problem going there. There's no problem whatsoever.
Why do you give an easier answer? Any two individuals can pick anyone to be a bezdin. They don't have to have a lone cook.
Let's go
they
slow.
They can agree between themselves. We'll have
Oh, we'll see if that's true or not. We'll see soon. It's interesting. Did the Marashach say explicitly that you can go to a secular to a any other than a bezin? Look carefully. I want you to read it one more time with me, and see. He's discussing the rules and regulations of the minhag. Did he say anywhere can go to somebody besides a bezin? Look carefully. Read again. Read from the bottom. Din Torah. Keep talking about Din Torah. Din Torah. Keep talking about the din.
Yeah, but he says the din Torah would destroy the ability of a bezin.
Good. So let a bezin shall Yisrael rule according to the minhag asochron. If you look carefully.
The process is too long.
Now, who said?
He did.
Show me.
He says it takes too much time.
No.
By the time one will be.
That's not what he said. Look carefully again. What he said. Read it carefully. Right, so over here.
He said there's a market.
Oh, here it is. Sheminim nos lisa velitin. Yeah. Bidin Torah.
Yeah.
Din Torah means the law of the Torah. So it's going to be all bottle. So therefore, you have to follow the law of the. So it doesn't say. Yeah, but he never says explicitly you go to a Bez Nishul Socher. Never. So that's what I read it.
You don't have the question.
No, I understand that. No, but here's the problem. Rabbi Kivego the Mogen Giborim, who said in the name of the Rashach, that what? This Dayan Bifnei Socherim. He never said. Look, I want you to. I'll put it on the screen. I make it small, give you the whole thing at once. Can I do that? I want to be able to see the whole thing once in one. Make it a little smaller.
Yeah, look what he said.
Whoa, I want to put the whole thing on the board. One second. What did I just do now? Whoa. Hold on. I go down to 8 to 20. No?
Not
a little smaller?
Regular.
Small. 18. That's right. This is the whole chip. I both said the whole thing is here. You look at it carefully and see if you can find anything which says anything about going to anyone other than a bezin. I can see. They said you're allowed to have the din hasochem. Keeps repeating din hasochem, 5 times. But nowhere does he say explicitly what the Mogen Giborim quotes in his name.
Who's the Mogen Giborim? What's the name?
I don't even know. Why is it not very loud?
I know it's a chachma. There's 5 sorim called the Mogen Giborim.
It might be this. Let's look it up. What are Vicky Vega saying? He says Simen Hey. So this is, how about the shoot? No? You got enough time to see it. Anything there? Not there.
What
you found it?
There's a line, Rotz Machayr Lamod
Din HaSochem.
The Din
HaSochem? Yeah, Lamod Din HaSochem. He doesn't want it. Din HaSochem means
the. No, but these are the word Lamod.
So?
It's a question of.
Come to the Bezdin and you want to do Din HaSochem as opposed to Lamod Din Torah. Never says the word Dayan. Hold on, but there's apparently, he says that somebody asked this question, But I don't know if Barilan has that. Let's see, let me go back to Barilan. So I'm getting off this for the moment.
Where does Rabbi Akiva Eger say it?
He quotes a Mogen Giborim.
You're saying that Rabbi Akiva Eger says
yeah.
something.
Simen Gimel, you should have in your Shulchan Aruch.
I'm looking at the Rabbi Akiva Eger. What does he say?
Let's read together. Let's read the words. Peshut Mogen Giborim, Simen Dei Kosem Shem Rashach, Beis Chav, Reish Chav Test. Amachlokas Bein Tovel Nitba. Echad Amar Shabbaton, his Dayan Bidin Torah. For Echad Omesh Einol is Dayan Ella. Bifnei socharim, not din socharim, bifnei socharim. So obviously, I think that Yosef says that lamod bidin socharim means, in his words, bifnei socharim. But I'm saying it's not necessarily. I can see two ways. So apparently, there's tshuva. Hold on, shuvas should they have this one? One second. Yeah, boy chai, we have it. This is amazing. Must be Chosh and Mishpichelga, that's all they have. Let me get you the right Simon number. Okay, look at this. How do you like that? I'm very happy to have this. Where's Boy Chaye? Oh man. Simon Kuf Nunches. Is this quote over here, if I'm not mistaken? Let's take a look. Watch out. Simon Kuf, let's see if we can find it. Let's try Kuf Nun Ches, see if we're right. Kuf Nun Ches. Ah, then they get bigger. I forgot, I mean, it was too small. I have to go back to 24. Really big. Tshuva. It's one of these similar questions. Where do you quote the Marashach? Gentlemen? Yeah, where was that? It's a new paragraph, where you see?
Yeah. It's after the
Shulam. Where you see? Watch this. Where you see the Mashach? Yeah. Chonir behevik Mashka Safti. Chilbiki Radin im Nogu, Loda Barkos, Holchanachov. The lesser. Yosef, watch. The lesser. Lesser. So hitir mashach zal alechas ladun b'fnei arkos chalila lepek kodesh yom adavizeh shto ilu yirasam al mashachosav arabsham u'inyan acher sheminig osam makom shlo ladun b'iske masu matn kfidin ator shem hayudon and kain al pi hatora lo hayakim v'amod alehem hayudon and al pi minig asochuim kfidin museyem u'fitakan oseyem v'chozeh hayudon and afilu b'dayona Yisrael al pi haminig as the cause of a rav, shafim holchel b'mokam achir chayav nisnag al pi aminim, shenogu b'mokam shenas al esek, al sheyechul is dying lefnei our cause, v'hitu a rav zal, that filo dona kedinenu, osu, kemoshin is bor, kol shken, imenu dona lefik din ator, ze poshet lemes moment de rav zal, shal huskim b'dvora b'chol osu tshuva, el our cause? This el or maybe a mistake? El our cause? Maybe, I don't know. Lola dun bedin asokhrim. So hakpoda, loda b'fnei akam, eshu ilu yirasa. Alam kiblu lodun, kidin akost, that say dayona Yisrael, ein kan yisr, kol shabale dinim is rutsim b'kach, u hisno no b'kach. Maybe, Dick. When I saw this, I was going to give a kiddish. I'm going to give a kiddish. Who wrote the boy chai? Who wrote it? I want to have a kiddush when I saw this. Although I have to tell you, I think maybe Yosef is right and I'm wrong anyway. I'll tell you why. No, but Vashti, okay, good. He's a good man. Yeah, one of my team. I think that Yosef is right now because look what I watched this. This upon reflection. That line gives me an impression that Taka did not go to Dayani Yisrael. They went to the Sochrim. So that means there could be three different possibilities, if I read that right. First, I read the boy Chaya was going to give two kiddushim, one for the second thing and one for that. The Mashach never said. But upon reflection, perhaps they went to Beit Shul Sochrim. But if that's the case, why is there no Ilu Yerusham by Beit Shul Sochrim? One possibility. They're Jewish. Yeah.
Then all the problems with Israeli coins.
That's exactly the problem. I mean, or solution. If he distinguishes between, he doesn't tell you what the distinction is. Comes along Rabbi Sherman, Rabbi Avraham Sherman, for those who don't know, is one of the now retired judges of the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim. I know him quite well. He spent a whole semester here in our yeshiva on a sabbatical. You know the court system in Israel, you get more money if you take a sabbatical, like the second court in Israel. You get more money if you go for Hashlama and Harvard, NYU, Columbia, and if you're in the Beit Rabbani, our yeshiva. He spent a whole semester here, spent the Shabbos in my house. He was the one who was vilified because he dared question the validity of those conversions that were done by Rabbi Drukman and all those chevra. He was the main person who said it in that ballot. Anyway, Yavamis, we spent a lot of time on that article of his. We thought he was fundamentally right that the conversions are not valid. We thought he was fundamentally wrong when he accused all the judges who ruled these conversions to be Rishonim. I asked him, I met him, I said, what'd you do? Oh, I didn't say Rishonim, I was quoting somebody else. So I read it again. Not so simple. You can't go against the Gedolei Hador. Oh, I don't want to go into the whole. They thought he was some kind of a Ayatollah and some kind of a terrible Jew. The truth is, Rabbi Sherman served in Tzal. He was a rabbinical chaplain. That's how he became close to Rabbi Yashiv. He told me his entire, from his mouth to my ears. When Rabbi Yashiv would sit and learn, and no one could disturb me. No one is allowed to disturb me. I'm busy learning. He made exception. Rabbi Sherman, he said, why? You're defending me. You are a rabbi for the Israeli army that's defending me. You can come whenever you want. Whenever you want, you can come. And he made his tough army question. He would come to him. He'd stand over him. And he could wait 20 minutes. He wouldn't notice he was there. No. He's here. And clear that he look up to get a safer. Doesn't really notice. Power of concentration. That's the call of Torah. That's why we don't know anything. I don't know how many hours you put in. Every hour is worth a real hour. Hour is worth a minute. And so Rabbi Sherman wrote a piece in the table called Divrei Mishpat, which we have in our Bezen room, Divrei Mishpat. And he wrote a whole piece about this very topic. He says, because the Socharim don't have any fixed rules. They only judge based upon common sense. That's not a problem. Common sense is okay. However, if you rule based upon any rules, but the rules of the Torah, that, he claims, would be an iser of our cause. His fundamental issue is Bet Din Shel Avodah. In other words, an Israeli government court system has a special labor court. And he, Rabbi Sherman, claims to go to the labor court is a violation of the Yisrael codes. You know why? They have their own rules and regulations. Yes?
But the Mashach's case is where they have loosened the hummus.
Exactly. The Mashach is against him. Yeah? Yeah. So, one possibility is as follows. I'm just trying to be to defend him. My friend, Rabbi Sherman, I once met him in the Beis Din in the days. He's so excited to see me. We're old friends. Maybe he means as follows. A distinction between legislated rules and rules which emerge from previous customs. The Minig HaSochrim was based on previous customs. And they became enshrined, if you will, in the Diamond District. They became enshrined. And even though these rules are no law, cannot be attributed to what they call over here Tzedek V'Yosher and Tzeichel HaYosher, but since they were enshrined by previous customs, it would be okay. As opposed to a situation for the Beis Din would establish their own rules without a previous custom, that would be prohibited. That's what I'm suggesting. Yes, sir.
But here, it's often the case that it's a condition of membership. So it's part of the original contract of membership. You bind yourself to these kinds of procedures.
The Boy Chaye said explicitly, and this is where I'm making a kiddush. I'm not retracting my kiddush. The first thing I quoted from the Boy Chaye, I'm retracting a little bit. First, I thought he said exactly like me. Rashach only said that you can follow the Midig of Sochrim, but you have to go to Bez and show Yisrael. When I saw the line upon reflection, where he said, "V'chol zeh hayudan afilu b'dayan Yisrael," I got an impression that he was matter more than b'dayan Yisrael. I have to be honest. I had to give up one kiddush, but the second kiddush I'm not giving up.
I like.
Rav Sherman,
his view is more consistent with how it actually occurs, because it is rough justice. If, for example, if you have clearing brokers, or another good example, they bind themselves together in the fast world of selling stock, buying, selling. Mistakes are made. They're often made.
Right.
And who's going to pay for it? So they have their own system of resolving.
Right.
They don't go to court.
Right.
That it's part of their. You can't be in the clearing business and have a doubt like this,
right,
as to somebody else is going to come in who's outside of the business and going to say, "I'm sorry." Somebody has to keep a chesed. It's
right.
rough justice.
Right.
So it's.
But it's fundamentally it's fundamentally based upon their pre-existing customs, which became sort of enshrined. It is.
But it's not law.
This,
no one can.
In the Beis Din room. In the Beis Din room. There's a series called Divrei Mishpat. It's
okay.
About 8 volumes. I think they're all there. I need volume Gimel. I want to read you. How should I say? You go in the room, there's the bookcase facing this way, that way, if you can find it. I want to read you his words. Should have brought it before. Yeah, that's what I think. I'm trying to defend Rabbi Sherman.
I think his point is because it's
let's
not
first
hard,
see if, let's
it's
first
not
see.
Hard and fast rules.
Let's see if that's his point. We're going to read his words. We don't want to put words into his mouth. That's one possibility. Oh. Rabosai. Open to the Shulchan Aruch. You all hope I have a Shulchan Aruch. Either in front of you or on a computer. Take a look, please. Simen Ches. Look inside, please. Simen Ches. Ramoh. Sif Aleph. Ayaros she'ein lehem chachamim aruyim lios dayanim o shekul name aretz utzrichim lem dayonim sheyishpatu b'neihem shlo yelchu lifnei hakol shel akum memanim hatovim v'chachamim shebehem af al pi she'enem ruyim l'dayonim v'kevan shekirdim aleihem b'nei ha'ir ein echad yochol l'poslan v'chein kol tzibur yochol l'hakabal aleihem bezin she'enem ruyim min ha'torah. Who says so? Beis Yosef v'nei v'tshuva s'rashma. This is called Rabosai Our Kol Shebesuria is an institution which we have to spend a little bit of time on explaining what exactly it means. Take a look over here in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Tav Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabosai, open your Gemara, please. I haven't opened the Gemara yet today. That's not so good. Not finding it so quickly, but it says on the. I'm just reading from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, as we have the Gaon, unless it's a mistake, and there are mistakes in the typing of the Vilna Gaon, says Sanhedrin. Chav Gimel Amud Aleph Bar Kol V'chule. I'm not sure. Oh, here it is. I found it. Bar Kol Shebesur Yeshanim. Everyone see it? It's about 6 lines after the Mishnah. Bar Kol Shebesur Yeshanim. What does that mean? Rashi. Shalhayu Bekiin B'din Torah. They weren't Bekiin, but you were allowed to establish these Arkos. What they based themselves on, presumably, common sense. So Chazon Ish writes, common sense is fine. Not the Israeli court, they have rules based on British law or Turkish law, wherever they're coming from. That's absolutely prohibited. Absolutely prohibited. Only if it's based upon common sense. Now let me read you again this beautiful article. By Ron Sherman. I'll read his words, you know, take it from me. Yeah. He says, "Bezit la'avoda, shofet u'posek b'kfiput le'marechet chukim v'mishpatim nochriyim." It's our calls. Lifneim, right? Not allowed. Not allowed. Of course, the question becomes, what about minigas ochrim? What do you do with that? Next page. Page Reish Ches. Quotes the Ramah we just saw. What's the difference? He quotes like this. The Chazanish says as follows. Listen carefully, please. There's no one knows Torah. Mukhrochim, just hire people. The Fimusre Adam, morality, ethics. You cannot accept upon yourselves. Chukei Amim. The laws of nations, or the chokek chukim, or to establish your own laws. Shashofet kol din shel lefonav lefi aniru leilu. Whatever I think, that's pshara. Ein nikar adavar sheozu mekor mayim chayim lachtel boros mishborim. Avol miaskimu al chukim, frehem mechal lemesatoro. This is a quote of the Chazanish. Simchavav. Doesn't make a difference if they're Jewish or not Jewish. And it's worse if they're Jewish, as we said before. Says that Rav Sherman, HaKol Shebesuria, what does he do? Omei Dato V'Sikh Lo Yosha. That's it. Common sense. And Okofof V'Sidrei Din V'Darchi Raios V'Psika Shenigboya Maidei Pisei V'Chukin. That's good. But the civil court is not allowed. Page Reish Tes. Oh, we found against you, Chazanish, a Me'iri. A little bit ironic, because the Me'iris, you know, was what the Chazanish didn't hold too much from Me'iris. No, it wasn't part of the tradition. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, let's look at the Me'iri. Let's read the words of the Me'iri. We hold to Me'iris, yeah. Let's take a look. Me'iri on our Masechta Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel. Where did I find it? Esa Bechir Meiri, Alashas, Sanhedrin, Chav Gimel, Amar Aleph. Rabbi, help me find it, please. It's a very important word. It's going to jump on you. Not yet. I missed it. Where's the Akasha of Assyria?
Up.
Further?
Further up.
Thank you. Further?
Right there.
Oh, thank you. Oh, eagle eye. Watch this. Akasha of Assyria. Shlohoyu b'kiyim b'din Torah. Watch the words all coming up. Elashadonin la'om et hadas. Watch next. Those next two words? No? Well, sorry, what are the next two words? No? Uvechukim v'nimusim. Chazanish said, Akol Shebesuria. Only base themselves on the common sense and logic and the ethics morality with no laws. Beferish Meiri. They're using chukim and imusim. Bing. See my answer. We don't hold for the Meiri. But we want to go with the Meiri.
So what does Sherman say?
I'm listening. Sherman knows what the Meiri. Sorry. Let me do his words. Ein midibri ha-Meiri kol stiru ha-divri chazanish. No. I'm reading the words. These things exist on Bar-Ilan. These kofetzim. No. They have tchumen?
It might be
in the Okay. Okay. Habehiri lo kova klal sharkol shebesuria hayu kfufim b'chukim enimuzim. That's not what he meant. Halatziyeng she'osan dayonin keivan shelo hayu b'kiyim b'halacha ishtamshu le'itim. Sometimes b'shikul data, they have trained common sense. Ule itim sometimes b'chukim v'nimusim nachriyim with secular law sheniru lahem b'tzarach psikosim b'osa shah, that we need to rely upon this at a particular time. Heim lo ro atzmam kifufim lifsok rak al pi marecha shel chukim v'nimusim shenechko adeh anach b'shibushan b'osam chukim v'nimusim ubemezgeres shikul datam v'sichlam bilvad.
The word "and" it says
"ubil." It means. It's part of their consideration. They're not bound by it. And the very citation of the Biri, Rabbi Sherman quotes: "Who are these people? Who are these people? Who are these people? Watch. One second. Quotes a direct quotation. He says, "Himchum derech hanhaga medinis." Can we find those words? Him, maybe it's earlier. Himchum. It says in quotation marks. Anyone see it? That should be here somewhere. Nowhere. Not here. Can you do a search? No one. That's a quotation. It's in quotation marks. I'm sure it wouldn't lie. Him chum neg. You found it? Oh, you do a search? Okay. Look for the word him chum. Hey mem ches vav mem. Well, but mem sof is. Oh, yeah, he found it. Himchu Rabim Derech and Haga Medinas. Yeah, that's pretty quick. It's just, you know, Hatzibur Kibul Al Atzmo Lios Kofuf L'Dayonim Apapish L'Ohadam Apidin Torah Apis Sichlam Ovetach Hayediyah Shalem B'Chukim V'Nimusim. Okay, yeah, they know secular law. They will incorporate secular law into their decision making process. Nothing wrong with that. Not to be Kofuf L'Mareches Chukim V'Mishpotim Nachrim. No way in the world. No way. That's how Rabbi Sherman defended.
But this is consistent with any arbitration.
Right.
Any
arbitration is mutter. Okay. I'm the first one to say arbitration is mutter. Secular court is usser. Arbitration is mutter. We're not finished yet. Listen carefully. There is a very important source. Let's start with the Gemara Sanhedrin in the back, and then we'll move on to the Shach. These are all on the Ma'amar Kamos. Please turn to the Mordechai, Tuf Reish Pei Vav. Please. Tuf Reish Pei Vav, the Mordechai. Got in the back? Okay. Have a look inside. Top fresh paper. So far, so good. Top fresh. Haven't seen it? Top fresh paper. Then the Gemara talks about someone who accepts upon himself somebody who's not a valid dayan. And if you accept upon yourself, it works. It works. You can't back out anymore. Watch it. Everyone see it? Do you have the same edition that I have? It's an Alpha C in big, in bold letters. Page Bays in the Mordechai Maim, in the Ozbar Gemara. Alpha C Pasa. The Kibbalah of Chad Karav Apostle Kibbe Trey, the Konumine. Lo matzi hodebe, can't back out. Well, ma'isa lifnei Rabbi Meir, be'echad she'omar, watch this. Ne'eman olai also nochri, a goy, v'konumine, in the Kenyan, u'cheshe hirgish, she'amate devor of a kibel shochad, rotolazabo, u'posak lo matzi hodebe, can't back out from the goy. See it? Who said it? Rabbeinu Meir. Who's Rabbeinu Meir? Who is he? Who? Rami Rutenberg. I asked him to see Shulchan Aruch Chosh Mishpat. Simen Chav Beis, Sim Beis. Everyone open up. Simen Chav Beis, Sim Beis. Please. Chav Beis, Beis. Please look inside. But the Chabad says, Kibel of Eidus Akam. Okay. Kibel of Akam Ladaya. I feel the Konimine. Ein Akinin Klum. The Osir Lodun Lafanov. Who says? Chuma Sarash. Ramah. Avalim Kfar Don Lafanov. Lo Yuchalazabo. Who said so? The Mordechai we just saw. Ramah quotes this. Mordechai is saying that you agreed to go to a goy, can't back out. Happy. Says the Shach. Everyone has to look inside now, it's very important. There's the Shach. Everyone see the Shach? Sivkot Tezvav. Hachiluk. Does everyone have one? You have a Shach?
Okay.
Does everyone have a Shach? It's in Shulchan Aruch. Regular, black and white. You have to bring a Shulchan Aruch every day. Achilik melech achila with the evad nira shehotzi arab the rabba kamasha kosef on Mordechai we just saw tzorov lekayim akinyan. Aye, it says in simcha avav the kinyan is nothing. So it says the rabba once the achila and once with the evad. Fine. If you nezaiti tzorich iyun, read the Mordechai. Read what it says. He just quotes the Mordechai we just saw. Alpha si posak da 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 da. Adkan, Hareshalo Hizkir Shekfar Posak Akum Adin Adrab, Viloshna Shehirgish Shemata Dvorov, Mashma Shadai Lo Posak Akum Adin, Bakhirgish Shemata Dvorov, and Tuk Shocha. The Ferish calling him Adin. So they quote the Ram, the Aram, Rami Rutenberg, right? Means before Gmaidin. And he quotes a whole bunch of people who don't make any such distinctions. Very upset. What he says, very important. The key is coming up right now. Please look inside very, very carefully. In Bona Loma, the low plea, there's no machlokas. Nira Loma. The Davka Hosom, the Maria Lehedish Economy, Yodo Stam, Lodun Bedine Akum, Tave Oyvenu Pulilim, Shemachzik Arko Seyem Vidosom. Chas v'shog. Mashenken v'achta Mordechai shekonu al akum echod b'feirush harei she'akum zen nemon b'eineihem v'lo mishim shemagzikim mishpatei ha'akum b'dosom rak she'zeh ha'akum nemon b'eineihem v'samchu olov demahani kimo kiblu korav oposul v'chiluk zeh nochon ma'od. So Rav Sherman understands the chiluk as follows. If you accept the secular court, chas v'shalom, he's a daraisa. It's an arbitrator. He decides whatever comes out of his sleeve. That's permissible. You're allowed to go to a goy. That's how he understands this. You're allowed to go to a goyish arbitrator. This is shach as per Rabbi Sherman, and I'll give you Rabbi Sherman's words as he understands the shach. You want to look up later. This is page Reish Yud. Reish Yud quotes the Shach. What does it mean? What does it mean? It means, listen carefully, it means that he's going to decide based upon his own logic. He's not bound to follow any legal system. That's okay. That's okay. It's interesting. If you have the Shulchan Aruch, I asked him to see the Nesivus. The Nesivus on the Shach says that the Shach is wrong. The Nesivus says in his Chidushim, he says, look on the Shach. Okay. So Kabbalah's Akam, he said, 1 second. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a Biurim, Chidushim, Yudalad in Chidushim. He says, Sarachian, he says the Takara Shach is wrong. Ta feel if they akam miyuchad or saladim, I feel it reads shtam, the biyaka shem alila. So you get an impression that the Nesiva says you can't even go to a single Goyish arbitrator, you make an arbitration. Sort of by Bleichas in one of his Sorim, he thinks it's just it's a mistake. The Nesivas understood the Shach as allowing a Goy who is beholden and bound by specific laws, that's Miyaka Shem Alilim, but the Shach never meant that. The Shach only meant what Rabbi Sherman said. He's basing himself purely on ethics and morality and common sense, and there it is no machlokus. So the Shach would agree that worse that if he's bound by law, it's prohibited, and the Sivas would agree it's common sense, it's permissible. That's Rabbi Black's take on this. Now, he's going to prove to you on page Resh, it's my last thing, after end, on page Resh Yud Gimel, and it's oddly proves me one more Me'iri for a split second. I know we have to end quickly. Me'iri, where's Me'iri? Is it Me'iri? What is this? Mm-hmm. Me'iri, Baba Kama, just for a second. If I could find it within 1 minute, otherwise, what to do for tomorrow? Okay, you have to find me this quickly. Where he talks about I'm not finding it. He talks about our course. Here we go. Watch this. Mashu mechadesh machmas dinim shaumos machzikos mehmetor sifreyem v'nimusi chachameyem akadumim kenega dinim shalanu. It's not included in the Machlus Adina. Shem Kain called Dina Yisrael B'Talim. So Rabbi Sherman says, that's it, touche. You see, Klar, that the Miri himself says in Baba Kama, Kufis Gimel and Beis, Nimusi Chachmeyam Akadumim, that would be Chas Shem Kol Yisrael B'Talim. I said, what do you mean in Afchal Gimel and Aleph? No, it means we said before. It's a combination of factors. And then it gets a little personal. When the government makes laws based on their principles, such as their socialism, because the labor courts in Israel based on there was a lot of socialism in Israel, that's against Hashkafa said Torah. We don't say Dibur Machlus Adina in such cases against our Hashkafa. That's the Bezal Avoda, it's a socialistic ideology. It's not because it's not for the good of the worker or the good of the employer. It's only so I'm kind of sure. I'll leave it here for you to look up a little on. We have to stop, we're out of time. Mitzvah tomorrow. We'll continue with this very important. See you out of the Shabbat.